The state of Michigan has stepped in to help Menominee area public schools finish the bond projects, approving $4.5 million in state funding to cover unexpected costs tied to asbestos removal and construction delays. Superintendent Drew Byarski says the district's leaders reached out for help when it became clear that abatement costs were eating into project funds.
We had a little bit of a conversation about how the state of Michigan hadn't passed their school budget.
Mm-hmm.
Well, come to find out, that has come to fruition now. And part of that came with a $4.5 million relief payment to Menominee Area Public Schools to complete the bond projects that were derailed due to our asbestos event.
We couldn't have done this without the proper support of Senator Ed McBroom and Representative Dave Preston. They went to bat for us, and the money is what's allowing us to finish the job. The money will allow MAPS to complete the remaining work from its bond program, which includes long-awaited updates in classrooms, safety systems, and learning spaces that have been paused due to asbestos remediation.
We had multiple meetings with both Ed and Dave. They took it upon themselves. This was a very difficult budget year in the state of Michigan, and both Dave Preston and Ed fought very, very hard, a lot of passion to bring these dollars back to Menominee to help us out. We are so blessed. It's an exciting day. Really takes a lot of burden off the district in regards to really completing the things that we promised the community.
This is going to make a huge difference for our kids. They'll finally have safe, modern spaces to learn in, and we can deliver what the community voted for. With the additional support now in hand, MAPS expects to resume work immediately and finish the remaining bond projects by next year. For Bay Cities Radio, I'm Melissa Ebsch.